much of the discussion in the legislature that I've heard so far has been on the revenue, on the spending reduction side of things. To date, has the state done a lot of budget cutting already? And can you outline a little bit of that?
So we've cut in the past, since 2013, over $3 billion from the state's budget. Last year alone was right at $1 billion reduction. This year, the governor has proposed for this coming up year an additional $500 million in reductions. The Senate and the House have added more to that and would get it up another $100 million in steady state reductions if they agree with the oil and gas tax credits reduction that we're talking about. So yes, substantial. We're talking about 40% already cut out of the state budget and continued commitment for more.
On the permanent fund side of things, what happens to the permanent fund dividend check, and how quickly does something happen to that if nothing is done besides budget cutting that's gone on so far?
If all they're doing is budget cutting and they're not addressing the revenue side, the dividend would be gone, and the last year of a dividend would be 2020. So we have option A, do just try to cut and use all of our available savings. Dividend would be gone and our savings would be gone in 2020. Then we have, let's think about a smart and a sustainable balanced approach to addressing this problem. And under the governor's plan, the first year of the dividend would be $1,000, and thereafter it would increase or decrease based on royalty on resources. So if the price of oil is in the 50 range, it's $800. If it's in the 65 range, it's $1,000. If it's where it's at now, it's in the, $500-$600. Under the McGuire plan, it's about $1,000. But under the McGuire plan, you either have to cut additional services or you have to raise more in revenues to address this and have a sustainable approach.
Are you hopeful for additional measures to address the budget, making it through this particular regular session here?
Well, we are hopeful and do expect that the House and Senate come together on a plan that addresses a long-term sustainable approach. What we want to see is there's a cloud of uncertainty. Until we get this fiscal situation on a stable footing for our state, everybody's going to wonder, well, what cut is coming next? What new revenue thing is coming next? What shoe is going to fall on me today? And so the governor put forward a long-term sustainable plan, and if they want to modify that, that's fine. What we want is a long-term plan that puts this state on a stable footing. And we fully expect they'll get there.
Part of that plan the governor's proposed is an income tax. What would be the size of the proposed income tax that Alaskans would pay under what the governor has proposed?
So it is set up as 6% of your federal liability, your federal tax liability. So if you pay to the federal government for your tax bill $1,000, then it would be 6% of that $1,000. So you pay state tax of $60. So a family of four who make $50,000, their state tax under this income tax would be $47. Somebody making $100,000 would pay $1,000 in state tax. So it's very, very modest, and what we introduced several revenue measures to keep each tax very, very modest. So now that's you have that state income tax along with, you know, a dividend check. So we still remain the second or the lowest or the second lowest tax state in the nation, plus we get a dividend.